Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I sure enjoy visiting with you here on High Plains Public Radio each week. You know, we've been doing this for, gosh, I think about 3 years now, and I have just as much fun visiting with you today as when I first started. And I always try to bring you something that'll maybe make your outdoor life a little bit more fun or enjoyable. And this week, I want to talk to you about cooking rabbit. You know, when I was a kid growing up, rabbit was maybe considered more of a game animal than what it is today by a lot of people. You know, the younger group of hunters coming up, it seems like it's deer and, you know, big game hunting has kind of taken the place for a lot of young people. Taking the place of small game. When I was a kid, the deer numbers were not nearly what they are now, but the rabbits and squirrels were very plentiful. Well, rabbit can be excellent eating, but like any type of game meat, you know, you might have to use a little bit different techniques in cooking it. For one thing, it's a very lean meat, rabbit, and very, very tasty. But you do have to be a little bit careful when you cook rabbit not to dry it out. Let's say we've got a, you know, cottontail rabbits or swamp rabbits, which are actually about, oh, a third again as big as a cottontail, but they kind of look like a cottontail on steroids, really, a swamp rabbit does. But what I like to do is quarter the rabbit, you know, four leg quarters, and then you have the back. Well, I'll cut that into two pieces, and I'll usually leave the ribs attached. Now, you can take some bird shears and cut the ribs off, and then in essence what you've got is just the back, which is, if you could picture a big game animal, you have the backbone and two tenderloins, which is some of the tastiest eating on the rabbit. But let's say we just cut it with the four quarters and then the back in two pieces with ribs attached, and we're going to have some fried rabbit. It's really a simple thing. Now, I like to marinate my rabbit overnight in some Louisiana hot sauce. Not the hottest hot sauce you can get, but Louisiana or some of the cheaper brands that you can buy are just fine. They give it just a little faint taste of the heat, but more importantly, they give it the vinegar in there, just gives it works on the meat and makes it really, really tasty. So, you know, marinate your rabbit quarters overnight in a Ziploc bag with some Louisiana hot sauce in there. You can add a little black pepper if you like, but the Louisiana hot sauce will do, it'll do the job of getting the meat marinated. Now, when you get ready to cook it, just think about frying just as though you were going to fry chicken. Get you about use a cast iron pot or a heavy skillet of some sort. You want to make sure it's heavy, and put about an inch of cooking oil in there. Get it up to temperature, 350 or so, and then dredge your rabbit pieces in flour and drop them in there. Now, what I always do is brown them. You know, just go ahead and let them brown first. You can tell, turn them one time, and they look done, but they may be done, but they'll be far from tender. Go ahead and cut your heat down low. Put a lid on that skillet and let them cook for about 30 minutes, just low heat, and that will get your rabbit pieces tender. Now, at this point, you can just take your rabbit pieces out and there's fried rabbit. But if you want to have something really good, a one skillet meal, drain most of the grease, put just a little bit of onion, chopped onion, in there with the rabbit pieces, put the rabbit pieces quarters back in there, and then let that onion saute, put some cream of mushroom soup in there, put a lid back on it, and let it cook another 20 or 30 minutes. It's going to be pretty tender by then. And put some rice in there and a little more water and let that cook for, gosh, about 20 minutes. One of the best meals you can imagine. Folks, we're out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking outdoors. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.